This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen. Stressed over the news, the headlines first. Traffic on East-West Highway completely disrupted following collapse of Dumki Bas Bridge in Nawalparasi. Health Ministry urges people to take precautions when lighting fire or using heating appliances during winter. Consumer price inflation in Nepal jumps to 6.05% in mid-December 2024, and deadly wildfires in Los Angeles kill at least 10 people, destroying more than 10,000 structures. Fierce winds threaten more destructions. Now the news in detail. Traffic on the East-West Highway has been completely disrupted following the collapse of Dumki Bas Bridge in Nawalparasi. According to the police, the bridge over the Binai River, located just east of Dumki Bas, collapsed this evening around 5:30 p.m. due to an overloaded lorry. According to Superintendent of Police Yadav Thakal of the District Police Office East Nawalparasi, traffic would be halted until a diversion road can be constructed. He added that efforts were underway to identify a suitable location for the diversion and to establish an alternative route for traffic. The Health Ministry has urged the public to take precautions when lighting a fire or using heating appliances, including heaters and geysers, during winter. Issuing a press release today, Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Borathoki warned that improper ventilation could lead to the accumulation of carbon monoxide, a toxic gas that can cause serious health issues or even death. The Health Ministry advised using any such appliances only in well-ventilated areas, avoiding coal-based fires and keeping flammable materials away from heaters. It also recommended turning off heaters before sleeping and ensuring geysers are connected to open areas, along with avoiding prolonged stays in bathrooms with the geyser on. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli met with President Ramchandra Porwal today at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas. According to the Presidential Secretariat, they discussed current national issues during the meeting today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, Chief Secretary Ignaran Ariel and other officials were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has assured that the government will continue to prioritize the handicraft sector. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 44th Annual General Assembly of the Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal, the Prime Minister pledged the government's full support to promote the sector. Federation President Prachanda Sakya welcomed the government's decision to issue guidelines for using domestic products in public entities and stressed the need for their effective implementation. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has called for collective action to address drug abuse, suicide and road accidents. Speaking at a program organized by the National Private and Boarding Schools Association of Nepal in Kanchanpur, the Home Minister stressed the need for a school-level awareness campaign to protect adolescents from drug abuse. Home Minister Lekhak also reminded stakeholders of the constitutional guarantee of free basic education, emphasizing the importance of its effective implementation and quality improvement. Consumer price inflation in Nepal reached 6.05% in mid-December 2024, up from 4.95% in the same period of 2023. According to the Nepal Rashtra Bank's report on the country's macroeconomic and financial situation for the first 5 months of the current fiscal year, food and beverage inflation stood at 9.99%, while non-food and service inflation was 3.92%. Remittances received during this period totaled 640 billion rupees, marking a 4.4% increase compared to the same period last year. The country's gross foreign exchange reserves amounted to $16.76 billion US dollars as of mid-December. The government of Nepal has renewed its appeal to the governments of Qatar and Egypt to facilitate the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepalese student held hostage by Hamas. The renewed request was conveyed to Nepal through the respective ambassadors of Egypt and Qatar, urging them to take special initiatives for Joshi's release. This appeal follows reports that Hamas is preparing to release 34 of its captives. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba has specifically requested the assistance of Qatar and Egypt, given their roles as mediators with Hamas, to secure Joshi's release within the process. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #14 #7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali team for the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket World Cup, set to take place in Malaysia, has been bid farewell today. Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury, along with Cricket Association of Nepal CAN, officials wished the team a success during a program organized by the CAN. This marks Nepal's first participation in the Women Under-19 World Cup, scheduled from the 18th of January to the 2nd of February. Nepal is placed in Group A alongside Bangladesh, Australia and Scotland. The Nepali team captain Mahato has pledged to make history at the World Cup. The team will depart for Malaysia on Saturday tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Los Angeles have killed at least 10 people as officials warn more high winds could further fan the flames. According to the BBC, authorities estimated the destruction of more than 10,000 structures so far. There are currently 5 fires still active in the area: Palisades, Eaton, Kenneth, Hurst and Lydia. A man has been detained on suspicion of arson in relation to the most recent wildfire, although a fire official has told the BBC that there is currently no conclusive evidence any were deliberately set. A red flag fire warning, which indicates critical fire conditions, remains in place on Friday across Los Angeles and parts of Southern California. About 100,000 homes and businesses are without power in Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of residents have been displaced. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says it has not been safe to reach many of the hardest hit areas, with some expecting the death toll to rise. Dense fog and severe air quality levels have caused travel chaos in India's capital, Delhi. According to the BBC, visibility in several areas was reported to be zero in the early hours of Friday, disrupting flights, trains and road transport. More than 150 flights have been delayed and dozens of trains are running behind schedule due to bad weather conditions. The air quality index in Delhi was above 400 in several areas, according to the state-run Safar website. This is more than 25 times the safe limit set by the World Health Organization, WHO. Authorities in the capital have brought back pollution control measures, which include a ban on construction and demolition activities and school classes going online. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and generally fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Traffic on east-west highway completely disrupted following collapse of Dumki bus bridge in Nawalparasi. Health Ministry urges people to take precautions when lighting fire or using heating appliances during winter. Consumer price inflation in Nepal jumps to 6.05% in mid-December 2024, and deadly wildfires in Los Angeles kill at least 10 people, destroying more than 10,000 structures. Fierce winds threaten more destruction. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.